Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Many people retire with a lot of money, but very few of them have financial peace of mind. That quote is from a man named Eric Chetwood, who I have known for many, many years. We might not want to tell people how many years I've known you, Eric, because you were my student at one time.
That's right.
Many, many moons ago, and now you're my teacher because I have learned so much from this amazing book. Congratulations on Retire to the Fullest. What's it like to have this book come out, to actually be holding a copy?
Stu, it's really surreal. This is something that I started about 3 years ago. And the impetus for that was, you know, even though I've been helping people with their money for 20 years, I felt like I was just making rich people richer. And I wanted to make sure that I was putting something together to care for clients comprehensively, to care for them in every way that money impacts them. And money impacts people financially. It impacts people emotionally. It impacts people relationally, and it impacts people spiritually. And so to help our clients and help readers have health in all of those areas was really important to me. It's been really rewarding.
I love it. Now set the stage, because people are hearing some interesting ambiance music in the background. Tell everyone where we are. This is a classic joint. In my humble opinion, really good things happen at barbecue joints. Tell everyone where this place is and what they do here.
Yeah, so we're at Picnic Barbecue in Durham, North Carolina, and they have, I would say, the best barbecue in the Triangle. It's really, really good.
Well, it is good. Baller Nation, did you like your brisket? He's with us along for the ride here, one of our truth warriors. What do you think?
Best brisket in town.
All right. He's very happy. But here we are talking, and it's really uplifting, and it's so encouraging to see this book. What a beautiful book. We'll put a picture of this up on our website and make sure everyone knows to get it. Retire to the Fullest. I mean, so much buzz out there about markets, about money, about retiring. I mean, we've got the baby boomers aren't babies anymore. And you know, you've got to deal with these issues. You had a pretty significant life issue yourself medically, where you're confronted with your own mortality. How did that color your perspective on finances, on the brevity of life, and the importance of looking higher and looking to Christ?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of years ago, I had a cancer scare, was diagnosed with stage 4 testicular cancer, and it was a really scary time. And that the keen reminder that our life is but a vapor and that none of us are promised tomorrow. And so in writing this book, I share a little bit about that story and share how my cancer helped me really come to Jesus and what that looked like. And, you know, Jesus himself talks about what does it profit someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? So the first part of the book is about how to be wise and healthy from a financial standpoint. The second part of the book is about behavioral investing. We've seen a lot of drama, turmoil in the markets recently with bank failures and things like that. That's exactly why I wrote chapter 5 about risk and chapter 6 about behavioral investing. And then chapter 7 is about rejecting our false identity and making sure that we're leaning into the fact that we are not what we do. We were created for so much more than that. Chapter 8 is around relational health with money, and that is around estate planning. How do I make sure that I care for my wife and kids? In the event that I'm not here, how do I make sure that my instructions are clear with them? And then chapter 9, I bring it home with what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? So if you come to this book hoping to just get richer, you will find at the very end chapter that money does not satisfy, fame does not satisfy, success, pleasure, religion do not satisfy. The only person who will satisfy us is Jesus.
I love that. And I love the title of chapter 9, We All Worship Something. So that's so true. And so many folks that worship money that are so parsimonious and so maybe miserly and non-generous, there's going to be a day of reckoning, but there's just going to be just so much emptiness. And you've dealt with some pretty high net worth folks.
Sure.
Eric, what do you say to that in terms of where that goes? You know, the end of that particular disposition.
Yeah, we believe a couple different principles. We believe that capital equals influence. And so we can leverage our capital, God's capital, in order to see flourishing here on the earth and to see people redeemed and reconciled to the Savior. The other thing that we believe about money is that it is temporal. It is very temporal. And I love Randy Alcorn's analogy of Confederate dollars, how if you were a Northerner living in the Confederate South and you had amassed all of these Confederate dollars and you knew the end of the war was imminent and you knew the North was going to win, what would be the smartest thing to do with your Confederate dollars? You would take those and exchange them for U.S. dollars, because pretty soon that's the only currency that's going to have any value.
Wow.
And so when we think about our earthly treasures as being Confederate dollars, and we think about, you know, don't set our mind on things below where moth and rust destroy, but set our minds on things above where there are eternal treasures. And as Randy says, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. So having that eternal perspective has everything to do with having a healthy relationship with money.
I love it. The book is Retire to the Fullest. I love the subtitle, which is actually above the title, Four Dimensions of Financial Peace of Mind. 9 chapters. The author is Eric Chetwood. I'm actually with him at Picnic Barbecue, of all places. We're having a picnic, but it's barbecue, and it's delicious. You can hear the music and some good food, and it's either do an interview after lunch or take a long siesta, right? A power nap. Eric, tell us a little bit about how God's used money, financial. This is your life. This is your livelihood. You've helped manage large portfolios. How is it a tool for the gospel? How is it a means as opposed to the end in and of itself? And even this book, maybe you could put it in the hand of someone. And I'm thinking about our listeners, and they can buy a copy to give to that person that does not want to talk about Christ, does not want to talk about God. Don't bring up religion. Don't bring up any of that stuff. But they will go with you toe-to-toe, head-to-head with money and markets and investing and hedge funds and all that all day long. How is this all a big tool? Talk about that, will you?
Yeah, so I believe that when we're sharing the gospel, when we are giving a defense for the hope that we have, one of the important things, I think it's more effective when we earn the right to be heard. And so if I am giving away knowledge that clients pay, you know, thousands of dollars to receive, if I'm giving that away to people, then I'm earning the right to be heard to say the spiritual component, the spiritual dimension is just as important to you having a healthy relationship with money. And then I introduce them to the fact that Jesus has come to give them life and give them life to the fullest, and that everything that they think they're searching for is not going to satisfy them, but he will. And Stu, one of the other things that I'm really excited about is we've partnered with public libraries, so we have an audiobook version. You can get it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that good stuff. But there's an audiobook version that's available on Audible, but it's also available through public libraries for free. So people can listen to it. Some libraries partner with the Hoopla app for their audiobooks. Some libraries partner with the Libby app. But either of those, listeners will be able to listen to it for free. If they can tolerate my raspy Southern drawl, they'll be able to listen to it for free.
I agree. Eric Chetwood, wonderful. It just talks a little bit about you here in the sleeve of the book. 2-time cancer survivor. Eric and his wife Allison are raising their 2 sons, Noah and James, great Bible names, in Durham, North Carolina. Grateful for our wonderful Truth Network affiliate here, 105.5 FM. Grateful, Eric, to you for writing this book and taking some time to visit with us. Retire to the Fullest, and how appropriate that you have a piggy bank picture on the front, and we're in a barbecue joint. I mean, is the Lord not putting some things together here?
That's right. It's wonderful. My 5-year-old has nicknamed the pig on the front cover Wilbur, after Charlotte's Web, so that's pretty good, too.
Awesome. And Wilbur has money coming in him because he's a little piggy bank. But, you know, this is very encouraging. I really glean from this book not just the spiritual principles of investing and of how it's not ours, we're stewards, we're not owners, but the practical stuff. When you're thinking about retirement, like, you know, you brought up issues of tax, issues of, you know, in investing in things that are kingdom worthy and being generous with your money. And so many people listening are very generous, and we're grateful for all of our wonderful partners and sponsors and supporters and affiliates that are brave enough to carry the program Truth Talk. And Eric, I'm grateful for you for this contribution. Best way for folks to get this book, real quick.
Yeah, they can find more information at retiretothefullest.com, or they can buy it wherever they buy books. Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. The audiobook is on Audible and Hoopla and Libby. We've got a paperback, a hardback, an ebook, and an audiobook.
Wow, I like that. Retire to the Fullest, Eric Chutwood. And your number one takeaway, people, give this book. What do you want to happen as we wrap up out of here?
Yeah, I want them to have comprehensive peace of mind that is not just financial, not just emotional, not just relational, but all of those things, along with having spiritual health as it relates to money.
This is the Truth Network.